Welcome into the court. To the Call in a Podcast, recording Thursday, August 27th, about 4:45 Eastern Time. I'm Alex Barth, joined by Alex. We're powered, as always, by CLNS Media. Short show today, but important show. Obviously, a lot has happened in sports in the last, it's probably about 24 hours when we got that first report that the Bucks are not going to take the floor against the Orlando Magic down in the bubble. And that has obviously kicked off a lot of important discussions across sports, across the country, in the aftermath of the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the subsequent events and tragedies that have taken place in Kenosha over the last week. So, you know, we try to make this show kind of, you know, we don't want to talk about the drama surrounding sports. And that, you know, when I originally came up with that mission statement, it was, you know, I don't want to talk about, you know, oh, is Tom Brady not like Bill Belichick anymore, or, you know, things like that, or so-and-so tweeted this, what does it mean? No, this isn't, you know, drama surrounding sports, though. This is sports. This is the whole thing. You know, the only reason we can do shows like this, talk about sports, and have sports, is the athletes. And, you know, if they're telling us to stop and listen, then it's only fair for sports media people like ourselves, sports fans, anybody who's remotely involved in sports, to stop and listen. And what the Bucks did, and everybody else followed suit in, everybody else in the NBA followed suit in last night. And now today you have, you know, a number of other hockey. I've been trying to follow the reports as best as I can. I believe hockey isn't playing tonight. I know the Red Sox aren't playing. A handful of baseball games won't be played tonight. That's using your platform to the highest level. So I salute those guys for making that powerful statement. And, you know, let the conversation be had, I guess, because, you know, you can't talk about the outcome of the game tonight. There are no outcomes. And frankly, they're not important compared to what else is going on. So let's talk about the important things right now instead of sports.
Yeah. And to a point, you got to commend the athletes for standing up. Obviously, especially in the NBA, they've been extremely vocal from the onset, you know, going back to George Floyd, and obviously going as far back to Eric Garner and other people who unfortunately died at the hands of the police. And this happened over the weekend, and the video came out, and it looked pretty horrible. So obviously what ensues is going to be more civil unrest, which is kind of what you've seen with the NBA and their players. And going into it, this was a major concern for them. You know, will we be able to utilize our platform in a way that sheds light on this problem effectively? And they came out and they did the slogans in the back of the jerseys. But really, I think we're all sick of symbolic gestures. They're pretty much empty. So rightfully so, I think they're looking at, you know, where they're at in the bubble and where they're at in regard to progress. And it's just not where they want to be. So I get it. I get it. I think the question that they had to ask, and they did, and obviously it's answered now, is by canceling the rest of the season, would there be an effective path to shine more light on this problem? And I think that's the question, because, you know, people are going to act like this is a distraction, and usually sports is a distraction, or it has been in the past. I think those days are somewhat over. Now they have a platform, they have, you know, eyeballs on them, and this will hopefully shed some light on this issue. I think they're making the right decision by playing. Obviously, I want to see them play. I'm a fan of the NBA, but I think there is an opportunity there to take advantage of, so that they accomplish what they want to. But I just think the underlying theme here is just that everyone's tense, everyone is uneasy. And obviously that has to do with the shooting over the weekend, but it all ties into what's been transpiring in this country and really globally over the past, you know, 5-6 months. And it's unfortunate. I mean, it's sad. You were furloughed because of you know, this past 6 months, I had my, but that's obviously not the crux of it. The point is, we're just in a bad spot, and it's sad to see. I understand where the NBA players are coming from, and hopefully there is some sort of legitimate progress that's made through what they're doing.
And I mean, I'm a little surprised, honestly, they're going to continue the season. All the power to them. I mean, they should absolutely do what they want to do. And they had a big meeting Thursday morning. They want to play. And, you know, I'm going to support them in that. I'm curious to see what changes, not from the players, but from the league. I mean, I guess how much room the league gives the players now, because, you know, Black Lives Matter on the court, certainly a powerful statement. The slogans on the back of the jersey, great. But, you know, at a certain level, as impactful as that stuff might have been at the beginning, it feels cosmetic at this point. And, you know, and a number of players have said this. And, you know, some of the Patriots players we talked to today said this, that at a certain point, it comes down to money. That's the only way you're going to be able to change anything. And yes, the athletes do have extra money at their disposal, right? They're well paid. But, you know, and guys have said they're donating to the causes and all of that. It's really got to come from the owners. They have the amount of money, the political connections as well, where things can actually happen. That's why, you know, it was so big that it was the Milwaukee Bucks, I think, because this happened in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know how far it is from Milwaukee, but it's the same state. So they were able to get, you know, the assistant governor and I think it was the AG of Wisconsin on the phone last night and try to get some answers about the Jacob Blake situation. So, you know, people were saying, well, now what? You know, what does this accomplish? Why don't the players do something concrete instead of just not working? Having listened to Devin and Jason McCourty and James White today, you know, they can only do so much. They, you know, the biggest thing they can do is force the conversation, and they've done that, right? Here we are. But now it's on the leagues, the league executives, the owners. They're the ones who have to try to bring forth some of that change that the players are calling for, because the players have done, you know, this is as much as they can do. You say, you know, how much, you know, why don't they do something? This is it. This is them doing something. We're having this conversation. They've put, you know, they've let it be known that, you know, if the powers that be, the owners, the league offices, et cetera, if they don't try to impact the change that the players want, the players have no problem not working. So I feel like the ball's in, you know, the executives' court now, both team executives and league executives. I feel, no pun intended, I feel like the ball's in their court. And so I'm interested to see, once the games come back, how they respond.
And it's also noteworthy to tie in that back when, you know, the play was suspended and you had all these employees for these teams throughout the league who were furloughed and no longer making money, it wasn't the owners stepping up. It was the players. Even though the players are significantly less wealthy than the owners of the teams they play for, they were the ones who, it seemed like, you know, put the bulk of the money in the pot to compensate these right. people who weren't working. And so, you know, people are asking, who are they boycotting? And I think you bring up a good point. I mean, it's fair to say they're doing this to, you know, bring attention to the owners, which, well, I think the vast majority are white, obviously.
I've seen a number of people make this point, and I think there's some to it. It's not a boycott is when consumers stay away from a product.
Yeah, it's a strike.
It's a strike, right. And I want to make sure, because I saw that apparently that's a thing that, you know, can be divisive to get it. So it's a strike or a walkout, I think, was the proper way to refer to it.
And this isn't a normal circumstance. It's not like somebody who works, you know, for an accounting firm not working in the name of social justice. These are people who have platforms who are doing it to make a statement. And that's an important distinction to make. So even if it's not directed, you know, right at the owners themselves, it's not entirely about them. Obviously, to an extent, that plays a role. But it's really just about saying, hey, listen, we realize sports is a distraction. And that's part of the problem, because we don't want the distraction. We want you to see what's going on. And you can agree with the movement, you can not agree with it, but I think you have to commend them no matter what for being people who are trying to responsibly use their platform to stand up for something they believe in. I mean, there's nothing really more American than that. You know, one more point to make is Jaylen Brown. He deserves a lot of credit. He's a VP of the Players Association, one of, I think, four or five. And he brought it up in the meeting. He's like, listen, if you want to end the season right now and leave the bubble, it can't just be to go see your friends and family. We need to have goals. We need to have a plan for this specific matter at hand, because this is what it's about. It's not about missing being home. And I think that's an important thing to say. It's like, listen, like, we can't just end play and then leave, because that's not going to do anything either. We need to have a concrete game plan. Fortunately, they seem to have come around on something that will both, you know, allow them to use their platform to advocate for what they believe in, and also continue to play the game and, you know, give people some much needed, you know, entertainment while they continue to try to address the issues at hand.
Right. I mean, the trade-off, a bunch of people have said this isn't an original thought by any means, but, you know, the athletes won't entertain us if we won't listen to them. And I think that's a more than fair trade-off, that, you know, if they're going to give us that entertainment, which, let's be honest, that's it right now, you know, and it's going to get really bad in, you know, 2 or 3 months when, right, you know, there's still been new TV coming out, new movies coming out, et cetera, but that was all shot before COVID, right? They were in the marketing stage. Mm-hmm. You can kind of do without, you know, there's going to be no TV this fall, no new movies. I mean, really nothing from that side of the entertainment field whatsoever. When you look at entertainment as an industry in this country, I mean, it's sports. That's going to be it. So they, like I just said, you know, if they don't feel like, why, you know, why should they entertain this general public when the general public won't listen to them, which, again, I think is more than fair. And I hope that, you know, some people can just, you know, I've seen a lot of people that I've seen people grow during this, going back to George Floyd, that, you know, people who were very against this movement or whatever. And, you know, all it took was an athlete they like, or an actor they like, or, you know, whatever, just random celebrity they like to say something, and it kind of opened their eyes to it. So I'm begging people right now, kind of for these athletes, along with these athletes, just like, if you listen, I don't think you're going to be, you know, I think you'll be a lot more sympathetic to the cause. I think you'll get behind the cause if you just listen, because a lot of just the internet's just a hellscape. If you're just going by what you see on the internet and you're not going directly to the source, right? If it's, oh, I don't want to listen, I know what's going on, I saw it on TV, I read it on Twitter. Like, if you don't just go directly to the source, I'm sorry, you're not getting the real conversation. And you get to everybody I've seen, I don't think I've seen one person who actually went to the source of the conversation and said, no, I still feel the same way. Like, if you actually go to the source where this is coming from, if you read, listen to what these players are saying, you're going to get behind the cause. I'll tell you that right now. So,
you know, what doesn't help at all is, you know, we're in the middle of an election season, in a highly divisive election season at that. Maybe this is easily the most emotional time as a country in my lifetime. Well, with the exception of maybe 9/11, but that didn't last as long as this has. And this still has a long way to go. We're just in such a tense, divided time, and we're all very tribal people. And, you know, one of the issues is that, like, there might be people who disagree with certain ways people are voicing their opinions, or disagree with certain parts of specific platforms. And it's a problem when it's like, if you're not going along entirely, then there's an issue. Or if you believe in this one bit, there's an issue. And that's a problem. I think we need to, you know, have this common ground of saying, listen, policing in this country is bad, and it's more difficult to be a black person of color in general, or minority in general in this country, than it is to be, you know, someone who's white. A lot of people don't want to hear that, and that's unfortunate. And you know, those people will never want to address the issue. But I think it's so much more difficult to really relay that message and get people on board when you're in a time like this, which I think a lot of people realize. And that's one of the reasons why we're arguing and bickering. And that's one of the reasons why Twitter is a complete cesspool, more now than it has been in the past, which is saying a lot. So, I mean, again, the only thing you could really hope for is that there's legitimate change that comes from all this tension. What's the expression, you know, something about pressure, diamonds? Yeah, I forget what it is. But you know what? Something like about pressure makes diamonds. I forget the exact expression. So hopefully we'll come out of the on the other end of this. I do also think it's unfortunate that not unfortunate, but I, you know, it sucks that athletes are having to be pushed in the put in this position.
Yeah,
where they're the ones who have to make these statements. They're the ones who have to take these stances. And again, if they don't say anything, then they're labeled complicit. And I don't think they should be obligated to say anything if they don't want to be somebody who speaks up politically. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Some people just aren't geared for it. But it's not healthy. It's not healthy for conversation. It's not healthy for trying to get to make sure we have progress.
I think some of it is, if not them, who would, in terms of the platform and the perspective,
who's
better positioned to kind of bring this to the forefront than professional athletes?
Well, you put it best. There's no other entertainment right now. We have the NBA. That is the league that's at the forefront. They are the entertainment for the country right now. And so if it weren't for coronavirus shutting everything down, we wouldn't be in a position where the NBA is even discussing canceling the season. And we definitely wouldn't be in a position where the NBA is, you know, when the NBA players are this a part of this movement. Maybe they would be to an extent. They definitely would be to an extent. But it's because it's all we got right now. It's a lot of people have right now. And, you know, obviously this is bigger than sports. So that's why things are moving in this direction. But yeah, man, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I think I keep asking myself, like, when's this going to end? And we have these lulls where it's like, all right, I think we're doing better. Then something, you know, goes awry and inevitably the country starts to fall apart again. And it sucks. So I think at the very least, if you're looking at this, what's going on right now, and you're happy with where the country is, you're delusional. And I think we can all agree that we're not in a good place. So, you know, it is what it is. This episode stinks to have to do.
Yeah, we
have to do it because it's what's going on. And it is the most important thing in both the sports world and just, you know, nationally in general going on right now.
And I mean, I'll close with this. You know, we were talking about Tuukka Rask last week, right? Opting out. And I brought up, you know, because everybody was criticizing him for going back to his family. And I remember making the point that, you know, there's been this weird kind of thing this year where people stop seeing athletes as human beings. There seems to be that lack of understanding. And like, I didn't realize how relevant that was going to be when I said that. But again, like, these are human beings first. These are people, you know, to you, yeah, you might be, you know, diehard Celtics, Bruins, Patriots, Red Sox fan, head over heels, watch every game, have all the jerseys, whatever. Like, it's your whole thing. It's a job to them. Like, they have a life outside of that with families, kids, et cetera, that are going to come first. You know, if, you know, whatever job you work, whoever's listening to this, you know, that's, you know, it's the most important thing in your life. Good for you. All power to you. If you put that above your family and your friends and everything, like, if that's the choice you choose to make, roll with it. That's your choice. A lot of professional athletes, well, they are very committed. They don't view it that way. They're going to put their family ahead of their career, especially a career that, you know, only lasts 10 to 15 years at most. So I would just remind everybody again, you know, when you talk, you know, you see them on TV and you see them in video games. Is it Devin or Jason McCourty? I think it was Devin, who, because they were back to back today. And I'm trying to remember which one was which. I think it was Devin who said, you know, you see these videos, you know, Devin said, talking about the video in Wisconsin, you see these videos and, you know, sometimes you have to remind yourself that that's real people. That's a real person. That's a real gun, et cetera. I would remind kind of the same thing with the athletes. You know, you see them in video games, you see them on TV, you see pictures of them, you see people writing about them, you see them as quotes on Twitter. Like, that's a real human being who has a family. And keep that in mind before you call them selfish for leaving their job to take care of their family. Because I bet a lot of these people who are calling the athletes selfish for that would do the same thing if they were in their their career, in their situation. So
it comes down to, you know, having pride for who you are. And when you're talking about a league that's predominantly African American, they do have a responsibility. I do firmly believe that, to stand up for their community and try to be a voice for their community. And it's just like you or I. I'm a Jew before I'm it's a sports talk person or media per whatever you want to label my career. And I assume you'd say the same thing. Most of my friends who are Jewish or Black or whatever, that it's their culture before their occupation. And you have to stand up for that. So I don't think a lot of people critically think these days, and they're not considering the fact that these people, they do have an obligation, and they're being pushed and pulled in every direction. It's not an enviable position to be in. There's a lot of pressure there. So I'm never going to judge an athlete for standing up for what they believe in, unless it's, egregiously ignorant, obviously, but that's not the case right now. It seems like they're all on the same page and they're united. It's the silver lining is that they are united in this and they're coming together for this cause. I wish the circumstances weren't as they are, but that's the world we live in.
Absolutely. So we're not going to, we could talk about the Bruins series, the Celtics, but, the whole point of what's going on right now is there's an important conversations to be had, and I don't want to bury that. So we'll have another show next week when sports resume, and we'll get into the sports resuming. But until then, I just urge everybody, read, listen, and just approach everything you see right now with an open mind, because I think that a lot of people don't do that, and that's a problem. So that will do it for this episode of Calling It. Again, we'll have another show for you next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening.